This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
SBS Nepali. Radio, online र mobile मा.
र अब कार्यक्रममा अर्को भागतर्फ लागौँ, जहाँ चाहिँ पछिल्लो पुस्तामा नयाँ प्रविधिहरूप्रति आकर्षित हुने क्रममा वृद्धि भइरहँदा उनीहरूलाई सुरक्षित राख्न पनि सम्पर्कमा रहेका वयस्कहरूले सही कार्य गर्नु अत्यन्तै महत्त्वपूर्ण देखिएको छ। सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलले कसरी बालबालिकालाई अनलाइनबाट सकारात्मक अनुभव पाउने सुनिश्चित गर्न सक्छन् त भन्ने बारेमा तयार पार्नुभएको यो रिपोर्ट।
पछिल्लो पुस्तामा नयाँ प्रविधिहरूप्रति आकर्षित हुने क्रममा वृद्धि भइरहँदा उनीहरूलाई सुरक्षित राख्न पनि सम्पर्कमा रहेका वयस्कहरूले सही कार्य गर्नु अत्यन्त महत्त्वपूर्ण देखिएको छ। प्रविधिहरूको धेरै फाइदा भए पनि अनलाइन सुरक्षा आयुक्त जुली इनम्यान भन्छन्, यसबाट नकारात्मक अनुभव पाउनु पनि निकै सामान्य बनेको छ।
1 in 5 young Australians has had a negative experience online, and that can run the gamut from cyberbullying to image-based abuse to seeing violence or hatred online.
तस्वीरको दुरुपयोग भनेको नितान्त व्यक्तिगत तस्वीरहरू उक्त तस्वीरमा भएका व्यक्तिको स्वीकृति बिना नै अरूलाई बाँड्नु हो। यो यस्तो कुरा हो जसको बारेमा अभिभावकहरू अनभिज्ञ हुन्छन्।
It's called revenge porn in some corners. We don't use that terminology because we ask revenge for what, and it's not porn that was really created for a broad viewing off audience. We call it image based abuse because it deals with the sharing of intimate images or videos without a person's consent. So that's often what young people would experience as sexting gone wrong.
अभिभावकलाई आफ्ना बच्चाहरूलाई अनलाइनमा अपरिचित मान्छेहरूले सम्पर्क गर्न खोजेको विषयले पनि चिन्तित बनाउन सक्छ। बच्चाहरूको हेल्पलाइनकी सल्लाहकार बेलिन्टा बेमन्ट भन्छिन्, साइबर बुलिङ पनि गम्भीर समस्या हो।
For a lot of parents when they were growing up, they might have experienced bullying at school or at social functions, that sort of thing, but when they got home would actually be their safe place where they wouldn't have to deal with that anymore. Yet for young people, because they're always connected, the bullying, it can feel like it never stops. So when they're at home, they might be receiving messages, seeing things online.
तपाईहरुको बालबच्चालाई कुनै न कुनै हिसाबले एक समयमा अनलाइनमा नकारात्मक अनुभव भएको हुन सक्ने प्रबल सम्भावना हुन्छ। त्यसैले यस्तो हुनु पूर्व नै गर्नुपर्ने भनेको उनीहरूसँग खुलेर कुराकानी गर्ने र उनीहरूलाई तपाईँ सधैँ उनीहरूको साथमा रहेको प्रत्याभूति दिलाउनु पर्दछ।
Just be engaged with your kids. Keep having these conversations. Build your relationship with them so that they feel comfortable sharing stuff with you if they find themselves in trouble. So making sure you build on that relationship, you build a trust, and that they know that they can come to you if there are any issues.
अभिभावक भएको कारणले सम्पूर्ण सामाजिक सञ्जाल र अनलाइन खेलहरूलाई पूर्णतया प्रतिबन्ध गराउन धेरै मन हुने भए पनि त्यो समस्याको समाधान नभएको बेलिन्डाको भनाइरहेको छ।
What I know as a helpline counselor is kids are going to use it anyway. So if you try to do that, all it's going to teach them is to be more secretive and hide things, and they're going to create their own accounts anyway. So the best thing that you can actually do, even though it's hard and it's scary, is to trust in your relationship with them and trust them to be able to come to you when there are issues.
विशेष गरी कलिला बच्चाहरूका सम्बन्धमा के चाहिँ गर्न सकिन्छ भने उनीहरूको उपकरणमा अभिभावकीय नियन्त्रण राख्ने, ताकि जानी जानी वा थाहा नपाई पनि उनीहरूले के कुरामा पहुँच पाउन सक्छन् भन्नेलाई सीमित गर्न सकियोस्। बालबालिकाको सुरक्षाका क्षेत्रमा काम गर्दै आएको चाइल्ड वाइज नामक संस्थाकी प्रबन्ध निर्देशक जेन फ्रेन्चले आफ्ना बालबच्चासँग कुरा गर्ने र सामाजिक सञ्जाल र उपकरणहरूको प्रयोगमा सीमा निर्धारण गर्न सुझाव दिएकी छन्। आफ्नो घरका केही नियमहरूको उदाहरण दिँदै उनले भनिन्,
And there are lots of websites that can help with this. Some of the rules in my house, for example, are that there's no devices in the bedroom.
whenever you're on social media, you make sure that you don't put anything up there that will identify you. So you make sure children don't put themselves up there with their school uniform or showing where they live.
यदि परिवारमा अनलाइन सुरक्षा महत्वका बारेमा बुझेका दाई दिदी छन् भने उनीहरूलाई पनि कुराकानीमा समावेश गर्न सकिन्छ। उनीहरूसँग घुलमिल हुने अर्को तरिका भनेको उनीहरूले प्रयोग गर्ने भिडियो गेम वा एप डाउनलोड गरेर प्रयोग गर्ने। यस्तो गर्दा त्यस्ता खेल र एपहरूले कसरी काम गर्छन् भनेर बुझ्न सजिलो हुन्छ र त्यसलाई उनीहरूसँग कुराकानीको सुरुवात गर्ने माध्यम पनि बनाउन सकिन्छ। तर यति सावधानी अपनाउँदा पनि बच्चाहरू समस्यामा पर्न सक्ने सम्भावना रहन्छ। यदि त्यस्तो भए पनि शान्त रहन जेन फ्रेन्च सुझाउँछिन्।
The first thing is to keep the dialogue open. So make sure that children know that they can come to you as a parent if something goes wrong online. That's the first thing. So not punishing children if they come to you and they have done something wrong and it has led to a situation that's got them into a bit of trouble. Just be calm about that and say, let them know that you will find help.
यदि तपाईँको बालबालिका साइबर बुलिङ र तस्विर दुरुपयोग पीडित भएका छन् भने ई सेफ्टी कमिश्नरको वेबसाइटमा जान जुली इन म्यानको सुझाव रहेको छ।
We're the only government in the world that has a legislative scheme and a reporting and complaints tool for young Australians who have been seriously cyberbullied. If they report it to a social media site and that serious cyberbullying is not taken down, they can come to us and we will act as a safety net and advocate on behalf of that young person to compel the social media site to take that harmful content down. Now, we've helped about 1,200 young Australians through that process, and we have 100% compliance rate with the social media sites.
eSafety Commissioner's website, eSafety.gov.au, ma pani online suraksha sambandhi jankari ra afna bal bachcha sanga chalfal garne sujhav haru dherai bhasha haru ma upalabdha raheko cha. तपाईँले 17 भाषामा उपलब्ध साइबर प्यारेन्ट एप पनि डाउनलोड गर्न सक्नुहुनेछ।
We want to be able to prepare our children to be able to navigate the online world as safely and positively as possible. We want to teach them rules around rights and responsibilities of using technology, but we also want to help them build their digital resilience and critical reasoning skills. So when we're not there to support them in the moment, that they can make the right judgments.
SBS-ko The Hunting नामक नाटक श्रृङ्खलाको चार भागमा अनलाइन सुरक्षालाई समेटिएको छ। उक्त नाटक श्रृङ्खलामा कसरी किशोर किशोरीले सम्बन्धमा देखिएको जटिलता, आफ्नो पहिचान र लैङ्गिकताका विषयहरूलाई प्रविधिका माध्यमबाट सुल्झाउँछन् भनेर देखाइएको छ। यस श्रृङ्खलाको प्रिमियर बिहिबार August 1 राति 8:30 बजे एसपिएस र अन डिमान्डमा हुँदैछ।
चासो रहेका विषयमा आफ्नो भनाई राख्नुहोस्। 0429996263 एसएमएस पठाएर वा एसपिएस नेपालीलाई लाइक गरेर हामीसँग आफ्नो विचार बाँड्नुहोस्।
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.